My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering. Welcome back for this week for our eighth installment of the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. This week, we're excited to have Shaniqua Butcher join us to talk about registration tips, since you will all be registering at the beginning of next week. Welcome, Shaniqua. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Laura. Well, I am an ESS advisor, and I've been working on Berkeley's campus for going on 12 years now, so I'd like to think I've got a lot of experience that goes along with that, and looking forward to meeting some new students this fall.
Fantastic. Thank you again for joining us today. Registration begins on Monday, July 10th, but you'll need to check Cal Central for your registration appointment time. All of you should have completed Golden Bear Advising by now and have heard back from your ESS advisor about your proposed schedule. If you have not completed the advising, then you've had a registration hold put on your Cal Central, and you need to finish Golden Bear Advising before that hold is going to be taken off and you'll be able to register. So let's get into what you're here to find out, some last minute tips for registering, and what we think is important to keep in mind as you make your first semester schedule.
So first things first, all colleges on campus have different requirements, different deadlines, and the course requirements you could fulfill with your exams may not be the same. The information that you need about the College of Engineering is on the COE website, engineering.berkeley.edu. If you have questions about what requirements AP, IB, and A-level exams fulfill, check the exams page on the website. Have questions about reading and comp requirement? Check the Humanities and Social Sciences website. The information for your major is on the COE website, not on other college websites. One more time, the website that you're looking for is engineering.berkeley.edu.
And we'll also put a link on welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu to make it easy to find each of those pages that we were just talking about. So how heavy of a schedule should you have for your first semester? Many of the semester program plans show 15 to 17 units. If you've tested out of or already completed some of your courses, you might think about taking fewer units. Keep in mind that you can still sign up for 16 or 17 units, and then once the semester starts, you can drop a class if you realize that it's too much. Some classes have an early drop deadline, for example, physics, and that deadline is a week and a half after classes begin, so keep that in mind as you're planning your schedule. You can find the complete list of early drop deadline courses online. We'll link to it on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu. All other classes have to be dropped by the fifth week of instruction.
Now, for those of you already thinking about changing your major, you'll need to make an appointment with your ESS advisor during the fall semester. Until then, it's important that you prioritize your current major when making your fall schedule.
Now, for those of you that are taking Chemistry 1A and 1AL, note that they are two different classes, and I know it's sometimes confusing to see that 1AL has a lecture, but that lecture is only for the lab. You still have to take Chemistry 1A. We strongly suggest taking the lab at the same time as the lecture, even though you could take the lab in the following semester. The material goes together and it's going to be easier for you in the long run.
If you have a choice of enrolling in a course, lab, or discussion section at a less desirable time or day, we strongly suggest that you do that. Even if there is a wait list available for a time you'd rather attend the class, being in a class is much more important than not getting into it at all. Some courses don't offer wait lists, such as physics and math. You are only completely enrolled in these types of courses if there is a spot open in the lecture and a discussion or lab section.
And we're suggesting this time that you avoid time conflicts when making your schedule. There are a few exceptions to this rule. Time conflicts are going to take a couple of weeks to override, and it's really important that you're in classes instead of waiting to see if the time conflict is going to work out.
Some of you may notice a swap function. If you're using the swap function, there are two key notes to keep in mind. The first, you cannot swap for a class if you are already enrolled in that class. For example, if you're in Math 1B Lecture 1, you cannot swap for Math 1B Lecture 2. If you want to change a discussion section, that can be done by clicking options on your enrollment card. You do not need to swap. The second point, if you want to swap, make sure it's the last thing that you do when registering. Otherwise, if you are close to the unit cap and do the swap first, you will not be able to add another course. However, if you signed up for all your courses and are at the unit cap and then do the swap, it will let you go over the cap. It's like tricking the system into saying that you're not enrolled in too many units.
And remember, if you're having problems registering for a class and you keep getting an error, check the I button in Schedule Planner for the course. There might be a reserve cap that you didn't see before.
Keep in mind, do not schedule courses with final exam conflicts. Exceptions are not made and instructors do not offer a second exam time, so you will miss the final exam.
And there's a rumor going around that you don't have to take more than 2 final exams per day. This is not true. There's no limit on the number of exams that you can take in one day.
And this might not be easy to hear, but you need to make friends with 8 a.m. start times. More than likely, you've been getting up early for years anyway, so it probably isn't going to change this first year either.
And when you're making your schedule, Math 53 is not a prerequisite for Math 54. So you could take those classes in whichever order you choose. Be aware that some classes have Math 53 as a prereq or concurrent course, such as Physics 7B. So in that case, you'll have to take the math class that is required.
Lastly, and most important, if you have a problem registering, please send a ticket to Cal Student Central right away. They're the folks running the registration software and can often help and or understand the problem faster than ESS advisors can. The link will be on welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu. That's welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu.
And those are the tips that we have for you coming up for registration. Good luck. Thank you for tuning in this week. And again, thank you, Shaniqua, for stopping by.
Thank you, and happy scheduling to you all.
And tune in next week. We're going to talk about what's next for all of the incoming students.